Tell us about Inuit Sila. What is the organization about, and how is it changing?
Inuit Sila was started with the hunters and fishermen organization in Greenland in cooperation with Master Vision, which is an organization in Copenhagen. And they've been promoting Inuit Greenlandic right to hunt and sell seal in Europe. And then I've been traveling with them to different European communities and countries promoting sealing. And we then traveled to the Canadian Arctic in January, meeting with different organizations to see if Inuit also would like to join with Greenland in promoting sealing for all Inuit.
And tell us, now that you formed this NGO, tell us a little bit how it will work. Are there formal links with the hunters and trappers organizations in Canada and Alaska? And what is the makeup of the organization going to look out? And how are you going to incorporate all the people and ideas in what Inuit Sila does now?
We already met initially with the hunters organization in Nunavut. In Iqaluit, we met with the Nunavut organizations that represent Inuit to have a feel if this is something that they would like to support. And now, down the stream this year, this next coming year, we would like to formally form the organization with the Inuit. And it has to come from the Inuit organizations. It has to come from the Inuit hunters. We now then need to sit down, because I'm not here to represent the hunters at all. But when Inuit Sila came to Canada to speak with the Inuit hunters, they were very welcomed, and it is something that is being supported. And we, in the next few months, would like to formally establish the cooperation.
And give us a sense of sort of how you see things, you know, in the months and year ahead. I mean, there's been numerous challenges since 2009 to the seal ban through a variety of international forums, an appeal to even the WTO. What do you think, having this organization of Inuit sealers around the circumpolar world, how do you think this is going to help the debate, move the debate forward, and start to improve life for some of these people that have been negatively affected by the ban?
First of all, I think there's a big lack of understanding in the European community. People don't even know that there's a ban. And secondly, they say, well, there's an exemption. Unfortunately, Inuit have not been spared the effects of the legislation. It crashed the market. So now we would like to go back to Europe and unified. We would like to educate the population on the effects of the ban. It has affected us so negatively, economically, culturally, and socially. So together with Greenland and the Inuit from the Canadian Arctic, we would like to educate or go on information tours in Europe and tell the Europeans, you know what, you really need to broaden the exemption. You really need to, after all this damage for the past 40 years, how are you prepared to help us to get back to pre-seal ban levels? Because we had a much higher market. What is Europe prepared to do with us and help us, work with us so that we can establish our market, so that we can help the women, help the communities, again, sell the sealskin products? Because right now, it has just crashed the market. I'm really hoping that this will have a positive effect for our small outlying communities in the Arctic who have no other form of income. We have made people go hungry, and that's really unacceptable. We can do much better.
Ayu Peter, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.